So, hello and welcome to the Pro Film Look Podcast, the diary of an independent student film. I am producer Eric Cologne, the MC of this podcast. With me today is...
Michael Hearn, the writer and director.
Adam Siegel, producer.
Benjamin Musser, producer.
And today we are going to talk about the test scene we shot last Friday, which prevented us from doing a podcast last week, although... If you went to the website, you would have seen that I did give like a 1 minute thing saying, yeah, we did a test shoot, and you can find some pictures on the website. Just so all our podcast listeners won't go, hey, what's up? And say, oh, these guys are just phonies. I hate that book. Why did I bring it up?
Slackers.
Yeah. So, I had fun on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, Friday went very well, thanks to our professional student crew of headed by DP Ryan Verbell.
Woo! And we got to use a Red One camera.
Yeah, that was a new experience. Mm. I think for everyone involved.
Yeah, I've never used it before.
Me neither. I used it once.
Sorry. Sorry to be redundant. No, but it was definitely worth it seeing them do it, and the footage looks pretty good from what I saw of the viewfinder of the Red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they knew what they're doing.
If you don't know, the Red One camera is used in Hollywood now. They used it to film Social Network.
Yep. Yeah, it's the one I was
Public Enemies.
Of.
They filmed Public Enemies?
Yep. District 9.
District 9.
Yep. Big movies.
Yeah.
And
now, underneath my breath. That's really what all that work was moving towards.
We are the pinnacle of Red One usage.
Yeah.
Anyway. So,
It went for maybe 3 hours, 4 hours?
Well,
started at like
2:30. We rented the equipment at 2, and we spent about an hour and a half setting it up.
We had from 2:30 to what, 5? Six or
well, I know we left six. At 7.
It was before the daylight savings thing, so I forget.
It was before.
Right.
Careful.
Things bugging me.
I think we were done at 6.
We were done at 6, but yeah. Then it took us an hour to pack everything up and move.
Yep.
Learning experience for using that equipment. Yeah.
It was a bit of a rush, it felt like, because we were sharing the equipment with another senior project class, and same... which Ryan is also DP for, using most of the same equipment, and we kind of had to organize our shoot for that occasion. We couldn't shoot on a location of Masterman, though, because we hadn't talked to them in time. But we were able to shoot on Temple with one of the main actresses, Kat Kadanakis, who did a wonderful job.
Yep.
And her friend, Joshua Ryan, who we thanked for standing in for the role of Jake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he saved us big time.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And he was also very good.
Yes.
We'll have to put him in the credits.
For sure. Yeah, I'll definitely.
Oh, yeah.
If not, consider bringing him on as an extra. But, I mean, in general, I would definitely give him special thanks for that. Mm-hmm. And special thanks to our other crew who might not be continuing with us because they were just for the test shoot.
It was cold that day, too.
It was cold and windy.
Yes.
Very windy. Yeah, we thank all the crew that came out.
So, we also, speaking of Masterman, heard back from them about shooting.
We had a meeting.
Yeah, me and Ben went and met with Principal Miss Marjorie Neff of Masterman High School, talked to her about filming, and we were able to start setting down dates during January to film. And so I had to iron over the details about how we were going to film, what times we were allowed to film without... having to cross over into outside of school hours where we would have to pay. And, you know, we're getting that organized now. We're still setting up scheduling, and we're still going to find out how many days we need there. But I think so far we got to start with principal, and we can...
Yeah, we have some pictures of the location.
Yes. Hopefully we'll be able to put those into the poster, which is not completed yet, which is...
Yeah, that's... We have to send some more pictures and get all that going.
But speaking of those $100, I have an announcement to make.
What's here?
Well, thanks to my tireless effort with the website, we have made another 4 cents.
Are we up to a dollar?
We're at 6 cents.
Double digits. Oh, not yet? Aw, damn.
We are not quite in double digit cents yet.
But I did, speaking of money, I did, our senior project class has Freezy Awards named after student Freezy, who, or was he a professor Freezy, who helped run senior projects, and they give out awards for, you know, certain steps of the way, best screenplay, best editing, best rough draft, etc. And so I was one of the 5 students who won best screenplay and won $200 for congratulations. We'll be sending for the mail.
Enter applause sound effect. Who else? Who else won?
Everybody just has to like one up me when I bring in a money thing.
Yeah. So. Well, we were trying to, you know, fundraise. Well, four other students won, obviously. Two of them were documentaries, and two of them were also narrative screenplays.
How can you get a screenplay award for a documentary screenplay?
It's kind of like their proposal, their outline of how they would like edit and present the information of what their documentary concept. About. Yeah, it's documentaries obviously have to have a lot of conceptual work into them, even if they don't have like conventional shooting schedules or shooting ideas or whatever.
Mm.
Though I suppose they still obviously have a lot of shooting they had to do.
So it was a big week.
Yep.
We got a lot big done. Week. Things are heaving up. We're getting ready for the real shoot.
The real.
Right, which is going real. To take place early January.
Yeah.
Right.
Because of equipment scheduling.
Right. So in between now and then, are we planning on rehearsing with actors?
Yep. I am, yes.
Okay. Definitely a lot of blocking on our parts and logistic stuff for us producers.
Photographer, he's got to help us with that.
Yeah, it's true.
Got to talk with him about.
Do you think we'll be able to convince him to come on the podcast?
Maybe when we get the bigger room.
The bigger room.
Yeah, that's my bad. We you know the picture on our website we have of all of us four of us into a big room? Well, I messed up and I wasn't able to reserve that room this week, so we are in a room half that size.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
So how did you find working with the actors, Michael?
Well, like I said, we worked with one of the actors, Tatiana Natchez, who's the lead actress, and Joshua Ryan, who's a friend of hers and was a stand-in for the role of Jake. This was probably my first... Well, I mean, I've worked with actors before, but for this production, we didn't really get a chance to rehearse the scene beforehand, so working with actors like outside of auditions for the first time for this production, and obviously one of them was the main actress. Working with them was pretty interesting. I got to see them doing different takes, and I could see like different directions they could take with the lines, and I kind of had to either steer like a little towards the direction I liked, or I had to either just consult them about specific things. Obviously, I had to rely on DP Ryan to like help block and set things up for their movements, but that went over pretty easily, actually, and so it allowed me to focus on their performances rather than anything about like how they look or how they fit into the scene or whatever. Just about their performances, which was cool. I actually, at one point, Josh had to run off and do a signing contract for a senior project he is a part of, and for that part, I had to read the lines of Jake with Kat, and I think that actually gave a lot to it, because I was able to like pace it the way I wanted to a little bit, and pace it like try my own like way with pacing it, working with Kat, and that was an interesting experiment. I might keep that in mind when I'm doing rehearsals or when we're doing shoots, like so I can try fine tuning it rather than. But I mean, obviously, I'm going to be relying on actors. I'm not an actor.
I was quite surprised at how quickly the stand-in learned his lines, because he hadn't even seen the script until he walked on set that day.
Yeah, he was very professional about that. He didn't even read the full script. He didn't really know the complete story, but I gave him the scene. He managed to memorize the lines pretty well, and he managed to, you know, give it his all in his acting, so I was happy for that.
Yeah. Very grateful for that.
Yeah, I was very grateful. I really wanted to work with, an actor that could do the performance rather than just have a stand-in or having, just one of you guys or me stand-in.
That
would have
been bad.
Yeah, and he definitely...
But we were willing.
He definitely brought to it what I wanted, so I'm happy that he was able to do that, and, you know, I hope I can carry that, experience over to him working with the actors for the rest of the shoot.
So mm-hmm. we are going to try to edit that scene,
yes.
that test scene, into a, not a trailer, but just some footage that we can use in publicity and seeking grants and, not scholarships, they're grants. And awards.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so grants and awards. You'll probably see it up on the website if we have, if we decide that that's where we want to put it.
Oh, show.
Yeah, that should happen next week, over the course of the week, or...
Couple weeks.
Mm.
What were you guys going to edit on in the lab?
Yeah.
Our lab here at Temple?
Yes.
So, yeah, it was a pretty fun week.
Good week.
Yeah, very productive. Very experiential rather than
theoretical.
Because, yeah,
practical.
Yeah, it was very practical to see that how us working together worked, and I'm glad we have such a competent, like, professional crew and have supporting producers.
You just love sweet-talking us.
Yes.
Well, I have to say, I know you weren't going to say anything because you don't toot your own horn or anything, but Eric really stepped in and helped out by being the sound guy because we didn't have a sound guy for our shoot. And so I want to thank you, Eric, for doing a good job with
it
that.
It was no problem. I had a lot of fun prancing around in that pink hat.
Yes. Cat's hat.
Yeah.
It actually helped. It was a windy day.
I mean, it was cold.
It was a windy day, and the sound hit up against the headphones I was using to monitor the recording.
Mm.
But I found that the hat actually helped. If I put it over the headphones, it muffled the sounds of the wind, so I can hear the sounds coming from the recorder.
Nice.
So it was a learning experience.
Yeah.
I will now bring pink hats to all of
my
shows.
I should also bring gloves, hats, and additional clothes, because I was not expecting it to be that chilly.
Yeah.
And it probably wasn't even, I think, yeah, it must have just been the wind that just killed it.
The wind is always terrible.
There was barely sun.
The wind is always terrible there.
And how did, I know we were talking about it in previous episodes, but how much did we spend on food and water?
I don't have that receipt on me, but I think total, I bought an extension cord too, which was 15, but I think total it was like $33, so take out, it was like $15 for like the bandage that we had on Cat's head, and then... For some food. We had snacks and stuff.
We just had snacks, though.
And water.
Yeah, we didn't.
Water.
We're in Philly. You have to say water.
Must I?
Mm-hmm. It's a requirement.
What kind of snacks did you get? You found little Kit Kat bars or something?
Gushers, fruit roll-ups, fruit by the foot,
granola bars,
and some chewy bars.
All part of a balanced breakfast.
Exactly. Well, we were only shooting for 3 hours, so I felt that.
I mean, it was in the afternoon rather than...
Yeah, I wasn't going to get, like, soup and sandwiches.
Well, I offered to pick up lunch for the actors, but they didn't say anything, so...
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, I guess working with student productions, you learn to be conservative with money, and you learn to, you know... The thing that I liked about this, though, is that everyone involved is interested in being involved. They want to do this because they love to do this kind of thing. And whether that's actors or producers or... You know, camera crew or whatever.
Let's finish this up real quick because my legs feel like
My feet are falling asleep.
Okay. So, what are we doing this week?
This week we are
scheduling.
We're like finishing up scheduling. We need to finish. We're figuring out exactly when we're shooting, where we're shooting. We're dividing up the scenes per day, like so. We're not jumping back and forth and back and forth.
Right.
So.
We're logistics
really getting
of
down to the
getting actors to and
where
from
and when we're shooting.
Right. When we're going to have equipment, when actors are going to be available.
Right.
We need to reserve the equipment for January.
Yeah.
Michael.
And we are renting equipment out for...
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that'll be easy to...
Well, we still need to lock it up, though.
It's two pieces, right?
Right.
We need to get insurance. That's our other insurance.
Right.
General liability insurance.
Ooh.
And I will handle that.
Okay. So, this has been the Pro Family Podcast. Thank you for joining us, and hope to see you next week. Goodbye.
Peace.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We can get out of here now.
Yeah, let's do that.
My legs!